The Volumes of Truth. Volume 4. Workers in the Field of the Lord's Harvest. May 15, 2010. From Yahushua HaMashiach, Our Lord and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For Timothy's wife, and for all those who have ears to hear. Addendum 2. A trying of your trust. A testing of your resolve. Your faith revealed. Thus says the Lord. Behold, I have sent into my vineyard husbandmen, and one who is to be as a chief husbandman. And all those who are sent are of the same. Even all who seek me in sincerity and in truth shall serve in like manner. Behold, the Lord over the harvest has sent out a call to every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, calling them out, that they might come and work in his field. Yet the laborers are few. For though many labor, few heed the call. They serve another master, seeking always after the praises of men. And behold, they have grown fat. They are swelled with pride. They have enlarged themselves, and acquired much gain. Yet what they produce remains altogether wanting. Bitter wine, fit for neither man nor beast, but only to be cast out. Thus they hate the smaller vineyards, and the laborers thereof. For in the small vineyards, the early and latter rains are abundant, and are received in due season. The quality of the wine produced, greater. Its value, beyond compare. Beloved, you and your husband are of the small in number, the lowly vineyard, where the wine is superior, and the latter rains abundant. For your husband has been appointed as a chief husbandman over this field, and all its laborers. For he listens to me, and delivers my commands. By him I make my plans known. And you transcribe what he receives, that it may be delivered in due season. To those who have drawn near, and to those who remain afar off. Therefore the one who the master appoints as both servant and chief husbandman, enters not the field, but stands outside, relaying the master's orders, with his helper beside him. And if the laborers hate the chief husbandman, have not evil thoughts entered their hearts, by which they have also judged falsely? For those who hate my messengers, hate me, for I have sent them. Therefore, all who harbor evil thoughts shall be sent away, and many shall be left desolate. Indeed, all flocks shall be tested, every congregation sifted, no matter their number. Whether great or small, bond or free, rich or poor, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Again I say to you, the first harvest shall be lowly, of the lowly, and the second plenteous, of the refined and penitent. For many are called, yet few are chosen.